Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and
we commemorate today Blessed Marie Rose Droscher, who was born in 1811 in Canada, near Montreal. And at 29, she co-founded, together with the bishop, a community of nuns dedicated to the task of teaching. This congregation later on became international and still exists today, the Congregation of the Most Holy Names of Jesus and Mary. Saint or Blessed Marie Rose Droscher died at the age of 38 at a very young age in 1849, leaving this congregation in the hands of her successors. And her death was a holy one. She died pronouncing the holy names of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And jokingly, she said to the sister who was taking care of her in her last moments, "Your prayers are keeping me here. Please let me go." And with that, she breathed her last. Marie Rose was beatified in 1982, and her liturgical feast day is today in the dioceses of the United States. She, like many other nuns, was dedicated to teaching, and it's an amazing service that so many women have offered to the church, that of educating young men and women. However, the duty of teaching is primarily the duty of parents, and nobody can substitute parents in that capacity, or at least it's almost impossible to do so. In fact, that's what the Catechism says, and today I'd just like to review with you briefly the paragraphs of the Catechism on this subject. Catholic teaching, the duty of parents to be the primary educators of their children. So we start with paragraph 2221, and I just read portions of these paragraphs and paraphrase in other places. So the Catechism says, "The fruitfulness of conjugal love cannot be reduced solely to procreation of children, but must extend to their moral education and their spiritual formation. And the role of parents in education is of such importance that it is almost impossible to provide an adequate substitute. Not even holy nuns can make up for the negligence of parents. And the right and duty of parents to educate their children is primordial and inalienable. It is not given to them by any other human authority, and it cannot be taken away by any other human authority. Parents must regard their children as children of God and respect them as human persons. Showing themselves obedient to the will of the Father in heaven, they must educate their children to fulfill God's law. Parents bear witness to their responsibility first by creating a home where tenderness, forgiveness, respect, fidelity, and disinterested service are the rule. The home is well suited for education in the virtues." Not just training of the mind, but also training of behavior, education in the virtues. "Parents have a grave responsibility to give good example to their children. And because parents are the ones who give the example to their children most, even if we just count the hours of the day, most of the time children are with their parents, this is why their influence is so essential. One of the reasons why their influence is so essential, because their example is the most protracted in the lives of the children. By knowing how to acknowledge their own failings to their children, parents will be better able to guide and correct them. Parents should teach their children to avoid the compromising and degrading influences which threaten human societies. And parents should also, for this reason, keep these influences away from the home. So parents should be selective about what their children read and what they watch on TV, what they see on the internet, etc. Parents should be filters of what comes into the home to make sure that the bad influences don't enter. Through the grace of the sacrament of marriage, parents receive the responsibility and privilege of evangelizing their children. Parents should initiate their children at an early age into the mysteries of the faith, of which they are the first heralds for their children. They should associate them from their tenderest years with the life of the church." An example of this, how parents are the first evangelizers, first teachers, and the ones who hold the greatest responsibility, is the admission to First Holy Communion. In fact, the Code of Canon Law says that discerning the age at which a child is ready for First Holy Communion is a duty first and foremost of the parents, and then of the priest, who either concurs, or if for for some great reason disagrees with the parents, but it's the parents primarily who are the ones to discern, decide whether their child is ready for communion, and the parent, the father of the two parents in particular. 2226, parents have the mission of teaching their children to pray and to discover their vocation as children of God. Children in turn contribute to the growth and holiness of their parents by testing their patience. Well, this doesn't say so in the catechism, but we know it's so. Each and every one should be generous and tireless in forgiving one another for offenses, quarrels, injustices, and neglect. Mutual affection suggests this. The charity of Christ demands it. And lastly, as those first responsible for the education of their children, parents have the right to choose a school for them which corresponds to their own convictions. And this right is fundamental. As far as possible, parents have the duty of choosing schools that will best help them in their task as Christian educators. And this includes, of course, the choice to homeschool children if parents think that's the best schooling option for their children. And public authorities have the duty of guaranteeing this parental right and ensuring the concrete conditions for its exercise. So even though Blessed Marie Rose de Rocher and so many other holy nuns help the church and help families and help parents in the education of children, they cannot take their place. Parents have the primary responsibility, which no one but God gives them, and no one can exempt them from it, and no one will exempt them from it. As the Catechism says, the role of parents in education is of such importance that it is almost impossible to provide an adequate substitute. So, all of you here who are parents now or will be parents in the future, try to do a good job, because your responsibility is great. And you can, of course, count on the grace from God to fulfill your duty. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Amen.